欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Joe。 杨林，赶快来告诉我们咱们今天都要学什么。
好，今天咱们要接着去看看 Emily 和 Peter 的约会。
And I like action movies because they're exciting.
Isn't Terminator really violent?
探讨一下怎么要求升职加薪。
I could probably make more money if I changed companies.
There you go. That's a powerful argument.
他要告诉大家成功的窍门怎么说。
加薪 asking for a raise? That is exactly what I need. 赶快告诉我。
咱们等会儿就来听听其中的奥秘。现在咱们还是言归正传，赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
outpouring. Outpouring is spelled O-U-T-P-O-U-R-I-N-G. Outpouring.
Outpouring, 名词是大量涌出的意思。
The tragedy triggered an outpouring of concern and donations.
这起悲剧引起了外界大量的同情和捐款。CNN 名主播 Anderson Cooper 出柜，承认自己是同性恋。
Anderson Cooper received a huge outpouring of support after his announcement.
Anderson Cooper 公开宣布后得到了大量的支持。前段时间，纽约一位68岁的校车安全监督员受到了学生的侮辱。
The incident sparked a massive outpouring of sympathy for the bullied bus monitor.
这起事件引起了外界对这个被无辜侮辱的校车监督员的同情。好的，今天我们学习的词是
outpouring. Outpouring.Outpouring.
Speaking of outpouring, look at these pimples on my face. 看着青春美丽痘大的，真烦人。
Well, at least that means you're young. Actually, I used to have the same problem, and I know what can do the trick.
你知道去除青春痘的窍门？快说，快说，快说。
Most people break out when they're under great stress.So just try to relax. Do some yoga, shake your body, or simply a day outside in the park should do the trick.
That sounds nice. 那我得好好计划一下周末的远足了。
不过啊，你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 do the trick. 咱们今天就来学学这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第975讲，我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
养狗的人都知道，一般小狗都会整天特别兴奋，跳上跳下的，有时候真让人没办法。那天我朋友来我家，看到我的小狗乖乖地趴在地上，不乱叫也不乱跑，特别羡慕，问我是怎么把狗训练得这么好。我告诉他，其实我的诀窍就是每天早晨带小狗出去跑步，回来之后，他基本上就没有多余的精力上蹿下跳了。用一句习惯用语来说，这就是
Do the trick. Trick is spelled T-R-I-C-K. Do the trick. Do the trick.
Trick, 诀窍。Do the trick, 其实就是取得想要的成果，获得成功的窍门。上面的例子就是这样。如果你的小狗过于好动，
Taking your dog for a run in the morning will do the trick.
只要每天早晨带他去跑跑步就好了。大家都很讨厌冗长的会议。下面的例子里，这名咨询顾问给了我们什么忠告呢？我们来听听看。
How often have you found yourself suffering in another lengthy meeting? Maybe you've asked the boss to shorten the agenda or encouraged colleagues to talk briefly, but nothing has worked. Next time, invite participants to stand instead of sit.I guarantee you, it does the trick. Nobody will want to stay on their feet for long, so your meeting will be short.
这段话是说，你是不是经常被困在冗长的会议中呢？也许你曾经要求老板缩短会议，或者鼓励同事简短发言，但是似乎什么都不奏效。告诉你一个小窍门，下回啊，让大家站着而不是坐着开会，我保证你能达到目的。没有人愿意老站着，所以会议也不会长。
这主意真不错。每星期一早晨的员工例行会议特别让人头疼。经过了一个周末后，很多人都会有 Monday Blue 星期一沮丧症，所以很多公司都会在周一早晨提供 Donut 甜面包圈。
For many workers, sweet donuts do the trick. They keep them awake and focused.
对于很多员工来说，甜面包圈就能够把他们吸引过来，让他们保持清醒和精力集中。 真希望我们公司也有面包圈提供呢。好了，言归正传，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
How often have you found yourself suffering in another lengthy meeting? Maybe you've asked the boss to shorten the agenda or encouraged colleagues to talk briefly, but nothing has worked. Next time, invite participants to stand instead of sit. I guarantee you, it does the trick. Nobody will want to stay on their feet for long, so your meeting will be short.
Do the trick, 达到目的的窍门。我相信对于所有人来说，纪念日都是很重要的。下面例子里的这个丈夫老是忘了自己的结婚纪念日，他做了什么来补救呢？我们来听听看。
I know I should remember my anniversary and other dates, but sometimes I forget. When I first got married, I'd send flowers as an apology. They always did the trick. These days, however, they don't make my wife happy. Instead, she expects expensive jewelry.
这段话是说，我也知道我老是忘记结婚纪念日和其他重要的节日。刚结婚的时候，我会给妻子买花表示抱歉，每次她都会原谅我。但是现在啊，鲜花已经不能博取妻子的欢心了，她想要昂贵的珠宝。
我真不知道是该说这名丈夫健忘，还是这位妻子贪心呢？其实我觉得她应该把这些重要的节日都输入到她丈夫的智能手机里，这样手机就能自动提醒她了。
If she programs the important dates into her husband's smartphone, he will get instant reminders. I think it will do the trick.
这应该就能解决忘记重要日子的问题了。好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I know I should remember my anniversary and other dates, but sometimes I forget. When I first got married, I'd send flowers as an apology. They always did the trick. These days, however, they don't make my wife happy. Instead, she expects expensive jewelry.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 do the trick， 意思是获得成功的窍门。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona，
谢谢各位的收听。
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行，最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
No wonder my dog always has so much energy. All it needs is some exercise.
Yeah, a morning run should do the trick. 其实我妈妈原来跟我说，她也是这么对付我的。She would let me play outside to burn out my energy.
I think that's a universal trick for all us moms. I was watching this movie last night when my son came over and climbed up on me. So I let him play for an hour in his treehouse. Next thing I know...He's sound asleep in his little bed, and I could enjoy my chick flick.
Chick flick? 这是爱情片的意思，对吧？
Yep, it's one of my favorite movie types. What kind of movies do you like?
那当然是 comedy, 喜剧啦。我觉得电影就该让人笑，不然怎么起到放松的作用啊？
Different people have different tastes. In today's Go English, we will take a look at all the different types of movies.
Let's listen.
美语三级跳，
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电影单元的高级课程。
Today we're going to learn some useful vocabulary for talking about movies.
太好了 Professor Roman， 我啊特别喜欢看电影，正好学点新词汇。
Good. Winnie, then listen closely to Emily and Peter discussing their favorite movies
So, Peter, do you have a favorite comedy?
Well, that's hard to say, because there are so many good ones. I don't think I could pick a favorite.
You know what comedy I really like? Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. I think Jim Carrey is really funny.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite flicks. I think Jim Carrey is one of the funniest comedians ever.
I agree! But even though I like comedies, I usually prefer more serious films. My favorite movie is Titanic.
Winnie, did you hear the words flick and film? They both mean movie. But flick is slang for a movie that doesn't have a lot of artistic value, but may be fun to watch anyway.
Oh, flick 和 film 都是电影，但是 flick 指那些艺术价值不高、看来消遣的电影。
In the next segment, listen for the words cheesy and special effects.
You like Titanic? That movie is so cheesy.
It's not cheesy, it's romantic.When it first came out, I saw it in the theaters 5 times in 1 week.
Really? Well, the special effects might have been good in 1997, but when you watch it today, they make the film seem really cheesy.
All right, maybe it's a little bit cheesy. But come on, isn't it fun to go to a cheap flick once in a while?
Actually, I have to admit that you're right. I like some pretty cheesy movies, too. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger action flicks, especially Terminator.
That's definitely a cheesy movie, too. Did you watch it over and over again?
Well, I saw it only once, but for the next 2 months, when I talked to people, I pretended I was the Terminator.
I'll be back.
Winnie, did you notice that a cheesy movie can easily be called a flick? They both mean that the movie is low quality or low brow.
的确，不少 flick 都是为了迎合大众口味，比较俗气的片子。这种 cheesy 的电影一般就是消遣一下，看过就忘了。
But apparently, Peter really got into the Terminator character. Now we're going to learn about words to describe action movies and horror movies. Listen for the terms gory, gross me out, and freak me out.
You talked like the Terminator for 2 months? Wow, I think you liked that movie even more than I liked Titanic. Why did you like Terminator so much?
Well, Terminator is a really great action movie, and I like action movies because they're exciting.
Isn't Terminator really violent? I usually don't like gory movies because they gross me out.
It's pretty violent, but since it's just robots fighting one another, it isn't very bloody, and so it won't gross you out.
I don't know. Even though it may not be gory, I think it would still totally freak me out.
Okay, Winnie, a movie is gory if it contains lots of death and blood. If you really don't like to watch that kind of thing, you can say that you were grossed out.
没错。我啊，一看血腥电影就觉得恶心。I'm totally grossed out by gory movies.
And you might be freaked out by some other movies, meaning you get scared when watching them.In the next segment, we're going to learn how to talk about movies we don't like.
Well, now that I know what kind of movies you like, tell me, what's your least favorite kind of movie?
I don't really like sci-fi movies because they're always really weird.
I know! I don't get them at all! But wait, isn't Terminator a sci-fi movie?
You're right. Well, I guess Terminator is an exception to the rule.
Did you hear exception to the rule, Winnie?
听到了，我猜这是例外的意思。
You're right. So do you think Emily and Peter are a good match?
我看他们聊电影聊得挺投机的啊。
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
Emily 喜欢泰坦尼克号，可是 Peter 觉得这个电影 very cheesy, 很庸俗，而且 the special effect is out of date, 特技也过时了。而 Emily 觉得 Peter 最喜欢的终结者太过 gory, 血腥， it will gross her out, 让她觉得恶心。
That's my point.Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, that's true. 我当然最喜欢不用动脑的喜剧，可是有人啊，就会觉得电影就应该能发人深思呢。
Correct. I love comedies as well, especially when I need to take a break from all the stress at work.
Yeah, I notice you have been working late these days. You know what? You should ask for a raise for all the extra effort you put in.
I really want to, but I'm always a bit nervous, and I just don't know how to ask.I'm definitely not the most assertive person.
It won't hurt to ask. 正好今天的 Business Etiquette 里就给了我们一些 tips. 咱们赶快带着听众朋友一起去学学吧。
礼节美语。
Kim 跟朋友 Anita 一起出去吃饭。
Hey Anita, great to see you.
Long time no see.I'm so glad you had time to meet for lunch.
I've missed you. How have you been?
Pretty good. The boys are doing well in school, and John is enjoying his new job. You?
Pretty much the same. Still working killer hours and still angling for that promotion. I have a hunch I'm going to move up to vice president this year.
That's great.
Kim 和 Anita 显然是很久没见了，相互询问近况。Kim 说自己还是没日没夜的干
Work killer hours
争取提升
Angle for the promotion
Kim 还说
I have a hunch
H-U-N-C-H hunch 有直觉今年能提升公司的副总
How's your career going? Last time we spoke, you said you were trying to get a raise
Yep, that's the plan I mean, I've certainly put in the hours.I'm definitely one of the most productive members of the company, and I feel I contribute a lot.
So, what's the problem? Why haven't you gone in there and demanded a raise?
I just can't work up the confidence to do it. I know I need to, and I know I need it, but it's tough.
Anita 想涨工资，可又不知道怎么开口。她说自己就是鼓不起勇气。
I just can't work up the confidence to do it.
Kim 是如何指点她的呢？
Okay, sister, we're going to figure this out together. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's asking for what I need.
I don't even know where to begin. My son needs braces, and his school tuition has just gone up. We really need to get a new car, and even the dog has needs we can't pay for.
Okay, stop right there. You can't base your salary request according to your needs. The company isn't a charity, and if you go in and say, I need...It's not gonna work.
第一，不能跟老板说我缺钱，因为公司不是慈善机构。Anita 说，儿子需要整牙，学费涨价，家里需要换新车，结果马上被 Kim 叫停。
I could probably make more money if I changed companies.
There you go. That's a powerful argument. But leave any threats till the last minute.What you need to do is stress your value.
I do have to consider the current global economic slowdown. Our company has been taking quite a hit.
That's true. You have to take those factors into account. But you also have to get paid at a fair rate.
Anita 说，如果换个工作，工资肯定会增加。Kim 觉得这是一个很好的理由，但是建议说
Leave any threats to the last minute.
威胁是最后的杀手锏。Kim 说
What you need to do is stress your value.
要强调自己对公司的价值。
Anita 表示 She's been working killer hours, 没日没夜的干，觉得自己应该涨工资。Kim 觉得 Anita 需要 stress your value to the company.强调自己对公司的价值，而且威胁一定要留在最后 ，leave any threats till the last minute.
Yeah, you know, threats are great tools if you want to get fired. I think you really need to emphasize on what you can bring to the company.
对呀，可是这又该从什么地方说起呢？
Well, if you're extremely creative and have helped the company launch new projects, you should definitely mention those things. Also, if you've been with the company for many years, you can also play up the loyalty card.
Joe, 你的建议不是挺好的吗？那你就按照这样自己去说嘛。
哎，到了自己的事情，我就傻眼了。
嗨，纸上谈兵呀。那咱们就接着去看看 Kim 给出了怎样的意见吧。
礼节美语。
Kim 跟朋友 Anita 一起去吃饭。Anita 想跟公司要求涨工资，可是又不知道怎么开口。Kim 给她出主意。
I can present quite a bit of hard data to demonstrate my usefulness to the company.
That's great. Then you have to figure out what a fair salary is for your position and your responsibilities. How long have you worked there?
This would be the third year.
3 years. Then your boss should be expecting you to ask for a raise. You can check online and find out what typical salaries for your position are.
Anita 在公司已经是第三年了。Kim 说那你要求涨工资应该是在老板的预料之中。Kim 建议 Anita 上网查一下，看他这样的工资到底应该是多少。
From the research I've done, I'm pretty sure others are making about 15% more than I am.
Okay, so there's your target. A minimum 15% raise.
I'm still a little hesitant to go tooting my own horn and demanding higher pay. It's just not my style.
Well, as the old saying goes...Ask and you will receive. You have to give it a shot. I'd recommend you ask for a 20% increase. That way there's a little wiggle room for both of you to negotiate.
Anita 说自己的工资比市价低15%，但她还是很犹豫。
I'm still a little hesitant to go tooting my own horn.
Toot one's own horn 是自吹自擂的意思。Kim 劝 Anita,
You have to give it a shot.
Give it a shot, 试试看。他还建议 Anita 要求增加20%的工资，留下讨价还价的余地。
Wiggle room, W-I-G-G-L-E. Wiggle room.
是回旋余地的意思。
But what if they say no?
Well, you have several options. Option one, you say...If not now, when will you consider giving me a raise? If they say next year, you can consider waiting.
And option two?
You tell them how much you like working for them and how much you value your job, but then you tell them that you will have to consider looking for a new position if you can't come to some agreement on salary issues.
老板要说不，要怎么办？ Kim 说有两种选择， two options.第一是问那要等到什么时候，如果是明年的话可以考虑等下去。第二是告诉他们虽然很喜欢这份工作，但是如果在工资上谈不拢的话就要另谋差事。
So it's sweetness first and then ultimatums.
You said it, but just make sure you can really make good on your threat if you need to.
Thanks for the pep talk, Kim. I'm going to ask for a raise on Monday.
Go, girl.
先软后硬。
So it's sweetness first, then ultimatums.
Anita 谢谢 Kim 的 pep talk, 鼓励，决定下星期一就去找老板谈。
想想看，我在公司也工作三年了，我看也是时候给我加薪了吧。
Okay, daydreaming queen, but I think this time actually you're right, and we have some good tips.From this show.
那当然啦。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议，或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
And for the next show, you will have your new host, Mike Bond. So don't forget to tune in and see what he's got to say.
也别忘了关注新浪微博“爱说英语的牛”，收听更多课程。
See ya.
See ya.
It's been fun.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
voice of America.